So hi everyone, welcome back to the Put Your Fucking Phone Down Gamer Girls podcast.
Yeah. Hi, hello, sorry, I need you to pick me up. Shoot me a message when you get this.
Isn't it great when you have to message your girlfriend while we're playing? We're playing.
We're not playing shit.
We're not playing.
We're not playing anything.
So welcome back to the Gamer Girls podcast. My name is Lauren, this is my co-host.
I'm Edie. I almost forgot my name.
Please forget your name. And today we are going to be... No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to introduce our socials again. Our @s are... Oh my god, that was a really big hair. Oh, the camera didn't pick that up.
Gamer girl?
Camera?
Nor.
Oh, our... Oh,
that's a text. Go.
Oh my god, @s. Our Instagram and Twitter... accounts are @ Gamer Girls with 2 A's in gamer. And our
Twitter. So we're on Instagram, Twitter,
YouTube, which you might be watching this on. If you are, please subscribe. Then you can know when we post videos, which will be every Tuesday, except for at the end of August, we figured out we don't have a time to record before then that will work.
Yeah, so we're probably not gonna end up having
so we'll miss a week,
but I think we're gonna I'm gonna see if I can brainstorm something that we can fill it up with instead. Yeah, maybe if you guys send us some questions, maybe we could do a quick Q&A.
But not with me,
but not with Lauren.
But yeah, so we might be missing 1 week at the end of August. Part of what I do as a PhD student is I get to teach and TA, and there's a field course that the university that I teach at offers. And I'm going to be helping out with that for a long time. And yeah, so I'm going to be doing that. And then I have my comprehensive exams, which if anyone out there knows, that's basically when they pick, 4 professionals, in your
field.
Yep. And they get to ask you whatever questions they want and you have to answer them. And if you don't answer them in a way that they like, you flunk out is basically what it comes down to. You can pass. Well, you can fail. You can pass with major revisions, which means that they'll get you to redo portions, or you have to prove that you've now mastered whatever section that they think that you don't understand. Or
you pass.
And that's kind of the ideal situation. That's what I'm
striving for.
Hoping for. But I don't know. We'll see. There's some pretty tough profs on my committee, unfortunately. But I don't know.
You're smart.
We'll see.
I know you're stressed, but
we will see what happens. I don't know. So yeah, that's kind of what our schedule is looking like. Again, please follow us on Instagram and subscribe. I don't give shit whether or not you're going to like us, but I want you to subscribe.
at Gamer Girls.
Yeah.
With 2 A's.
2 A's. So today I wanted to talk about...
She didn't tell me shit, by the way. She has a list of like 56 items.
Yeah.
And she's showed me like 3.
Yep.
Yeah, you haven't told me anything, and so I'm about to be surprised, just like the rest of you.
I want to talk about IRL streaming. I don't understand it.
What do you mean?
In real life, people stream their lives, like walking around all the time.
There's...
What do you mean? Why are you so... What? That is so...
Like, it's weird.
So weird.
But it just kind of reminds me of vlogging.
But it's all the time. Like, it's like 8 hours in a row. Do you know how much data that would be?
That would be a lot of data. I have unlimited, though.
Do you have real unlimited?
Like, you slow down after, like, a certain amount. But, yeah. Freedom. Shout out. That's what I'm with.
Yeah, but you don't get service everywhere.
Most places.
Yeah.
Some places.
Oh, my God, look. I clipped it to my nipple, which I thought would be funny, which wasn't. But I'm going to do it again.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
In real life, it is weird.
I don't like it. I saw it. So the reason that I was going to bring this up is I was walking through Young and Dundas.
Okay.
And someone was IRL streaming.
How do you know?
Because they were holding their phone up doing it. And I could see or they were live on Instagram or like something like that. And I was like, what the fuck?
Live on Instagram, so I sort of get, because a lot of people go on live on Instagram
for like...
Yeah. People do, but they also do like Q&As and...
But people will,
they'll
like...
They'll do, like, podcasts. They'll do, like...
Go on, like, a night out. And, like, IRL stream and shit like that. And, like, that's nuts. And, like, people will record them, like, doing shrooms or, like, acid and stuff like that. And
also, like, oh my battery life on my phone is not nearly good enough to be... Do they have a battery pack at all times in their pocket? Because my phone dies in 0.5 seconds. So I don't know how they could manage streaming for 8 hours.
I don't know, man. And, like...
Do they have a lot of... They must have a lot of followers if they're still doing it.
I don't know. I don't know if some people just, like, do it to do it or, like, what the deal is. But, yeah, there's people who also, like, drunk stream, which I kind of think is, like, a funny thing.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen, like, people who, like, will play games and, like, oh, you didn't get above 3 kills in this game, so now you have to, like, drink or, like, whatever.
Right.
And I do kind of like the... idea of that, but like, could you imagine getting too drunk and then having to like turn your stream off?
You wouldn't. I think it would be if you sleeping.
Oh, just like passed out.
Yeah, just passed out.
Oh, that's
bed.
So creepy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Also, completely off topic, we discussed no, I can't say that.
What?
It's just, it's not gonna be relevant.
Oh, what?
It's because I was gonna say that the other day we were talking about how you had a pot of garlic sauce on your balcony, and then back here, and it still has not moved.
It's not going to move.
So you're just going to leave it there indefinitely?
Yeah, forever.
In winter.
And just hope that it blows onto my neighbor's balcony. I'm the worst neighbor. That's fine. He listens to music that's so loud.
What kind of music?
I don't know.
Beyonce. But if it's so loud, you must know.
Well, he, like, yell screams Beyonce.
Did you listen to the new Beyonce Lion King inspired thing?
No.
What?
I don't give a shit. I don't care about Disney and I don't care about Beyonce. And that's okay.
Why are we friends?
Okay, well, do you want to give me your opinion on it? Did you go and see The Lion King?
I did. I saw it yesterday night.
We're pre-recording this also, so this might be a little bit outdated, but yep, Lion King is still in theaters when we're recording this.
I saw it at 9:40.
Tell me about it.
Okay, I saw it at 9:40.
Last night?
Yeah.
Last night?
Yeah.
Did you not work yesterday?
No.
Really? Did you go with your girlfriend? The GF?
Yeah. We went to Shakespeare in the Park. At High Park.
Oh, I saw her post something on...
Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to Shakespeare in the Park. And it was, what is Shakespeare's comedy? I don't know.
Comedies? I didn't know.
Yeah, I honestly could not tell you what it was. We were sitting in, it's like an amphitheater sort of style looking sort of seating, semicircle. It was good. My butt hurt a lot from sitting on the ground. We had like she had a dog bed in her car, and so she brought dog bed out.
That's a good idea.
Brought the dog bed out, and then we sat on some blankets, but my ass was still sore.
Yeah. Should we talk about your dogs?
Well, we can't.
Because you got pals.
I do. I have very cute dogs. She would state no. I do.
No, that's not true.
She would say
I like
one
of
is
them
cute.
So
she likes one.
Much because it's calm and controlled. The other one's like fucking psycho.
She's not psycho anymore. She's
that's
much
not
better.
True.
Okay, so I have one dog. He's a golden retriever husky, and he's adorable.
Best
his name
dog
is Mika.
In the entire world.
He has a baby face and he smiles all the time.
He's
he has
so
floppy
cute.
Ears.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he's my main man. He's cute and I like him. And he is older, and so he is very calm. And then I have an Australian Shepherd who is kind of neurotic and is an attention whore. She loves being around people.
Yeah.
And she's the definition of like a stage 5 clinger, which was really funny because my nightmare is stage 5 clingers, but I ended up with a dog that is one.
She sexually assaulted me one time.
Okay, I don't know if you want to throw out sexual assault.
The dog sexually assaulted me one time.
I don't know if we want to go the sexual assault route.
I'll explain it and you can be the judge, people of the internet. So I was sitting on someone's couch. I don't often wear bras. It's a fact about me. I just don't really like them,
yeah.
So I don't wear them.
I can't get away with that.
And we were
sitting at my apartment.
Yep. And her dog jumped up on the couch. I wanted to say hi, and I was ignoring her. And then she didn't like that I was ignoring her, so she took her one little dog finger.
Nail.
And harassed my nipple. Just went and scraped it. And I was like, what the fuck?
Licked.
And
I think is the word that you use.
And
often.
Looked at her. And I was like, what? And she stuck her tongue in my mouth. If a boy did that to you, he'd be arrested. So, if a boy did that to me, if a boy did that to you, he'd be punched in the face. But if a boy did that to me, he would be arrested. And she let her dog not only do it, but get away with it and then laugh. She laughed a lot.
There was at least, I want to say there was at least five of us present. Maybe.
Oh, was that Pride last year?
I want to say it was Pride last year. And we were several people in my apartment, and we, I think, all witnessed it and all laughed hysterically because it was so funny.
I've never had an animal disrespect me like that.
And her reaction was so hilarious. And it's been a year.
2 years.
2 years?
I think so.
So it was two prides ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was two prides ago. So 2 full years, and she is just as heated about it now as she was when it initially happened. It's so funny. And it seems like because the dog knows that you dislike her so much, she's always after you every time you're at my place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
It's like special treatment.
That dog is from hell.
For Lauren. She's very cute. Her name is Piper. No, not like Piper in Orange is the New Black. Everyone always asks.
Oh.
They're always like, oh, Piper. Because I got her around the same time as the show started. So everyone was like, Piper from Orange is the New Black.
Did Piper?
And I'm like, nah. She came with her name. Did they come together? No, from the same shelter.
Same shelter.
I have a huge lisp.
No, you don't.
No, I actually do because I have a
you
big...
You do
I have, a, I have an overbite.
I've never noticed.
Because I suck my thumb for too long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I have an overbite. Overbite, so like S's are like hard. S's and like CH's. Yeah, are very hard for me to say.
Huh.
And so maybe if I say them too French. Quickly, maybe... But probably not, because I have difficulty in French as well.
Can you do our intro in French?
For the next one?
Right now.
Right now. I can, I think. Ooh, boy.
What's Gamer Girls in French? Something fait?
I think I would just say Gamer Girls, because that's our name.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's trademarked. It's not.
No, it's not. bonjour tout le monde. Bienvenue à notre... what the fuck is channel in
French? I don't know. I'm not French.
How did I forget channel?
Just do Franglish.
Ooh, that's even worse.
I hear you speak that with your mom, though.
Yeah, it is, but it's not pretty.
That's okay.
Annette.
I don't speak French, page. But all my friends
Oh,
do.
Bonjour, Annette, page YouTube. Je pense que ce serait plus ça. Nous sommes les Gamer Girls. Je m'appelle Amélie. Et elle s'appelle...
Lauren.
Lauren ne parle pas français. Puis elle m'a demandé de faire une introduction.
Honestly, I don't know what you're saying anymore. I knew at the beginning, and now your lips are just moving, and I'm not registering any of it. So
it's not for you, Lauren.
It's because I don't understand it. Well, I guess there are other. I don't know.
They're not for you.
It's for me.
They're for the French humans that may be listening to this.
So that was
also
a,
sorry for butchering literally the French language. You. I've been here for like 5 years and a half, and I think I lost a good chunk of my French, and I have an accent now, which is very sad.
By the way, we live in Toronto.
Oh yeah, we live in Toronto,
which we haven't like introduced on any of our podcasts yet.
No.
But yeah, we live in Toronto. I quite like it. I've lived in a variety of places in southern Ontario and way northern Ontario for portions of time, and I quite like this. There's so much shit going on all the time.
Right.
I highly recommend you come to Toronto.
Yeah, especially if you're young. I feel like Toronto's like a young city.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're older, you kind of end up kind of more in the outskirts, just because like Toronto's very GTA. Like busy and hectic. But I was from Ottawa, and Ottawa's like very much like suburbia, raise your family with kids if that's what you want. And
also, weed's legal, and it's fucking everywhere here.
Yeah. In Ottawa, downtown probably, but downtown in Ottawa is like you blink and you miss it. Like it's so small. Like you come for the Parliament building, you come for the Parliament building, you come for like Elgin Street, and the Beaver Tails.
Beaver Tails.
And poutine.
The Rideau.
Yeah, canal. Rideau Canal. And then you kind of leave. Like, there's not, the Ottawa's not really a happening city. I love it. I love growing up there, but I feel like Toronto.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think it was small, but not
so
small that I couldn't do anything.
Or were you in town?
No, like I was like kind of like in the Orleans portion of it.
I don't know what that means.
I know. It's like more East End.
Oh.
So you drive into the city kind of like west, like Nepean, Kanata.
Is a part of it more French than other parts? Or is it all pretty fucking French?
Kind of, the West End I found is maybe more English. And like places like Orleans and more like the East End. Because it's heading towards like Prescott Russell and like the
Quebec.
Yeah, Quebec and country towns or whatever is a little more French, but I think pretty much anywhere in Ottawa is kind of bilingual for the most part.
My French teacher in elementary school was from Ottawa. Fun fact.
How long did you take French immersion for?
I don't know, he sucked. I hated him.
Did you do it in high school, French?
Only 1 year.
Oh, okay.
And then I took all the sciences.
Jesus.
Oh, and machining. That was my other big thing. But yeah, he always used to come to school with shaving cream in his ears. But like, you know when the foam part like goes away? It just, it kind of looks like cum.
Yeah.
And we were all like, he's got cum on his ears. He's got cum. Anyways, I don't know. It was
in
like a big
school?
Thing. In elementary school.
In elementary school.
Elementary
you guys
school.
Were yelling, he has cum in his
ears. We weren't
ears.
Yelling it at him. We're not stupid.
But I don't even know if the word cum came into my vocabulary until high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Semen, whatever. It doesn't matter what word we use.
No,
for it.
Honestly,
still
like,
his ears.
I was.
We identified it.
Very innocent.
I wasn't. I give head in grade 8, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I was early.
I was late.
Early
so.
Bloomer. But I also had a boyfriend of a year in like grade 8, grade 9.
So you gave him fucked. Head.
Yeah. Oh, no, I wasn't just like going around sucking everything off. No, I was not. But then, yeah. That's, I forget what we were talking about, so excellent news.
I don't remember.
Oh, living in Toronto. Oh, yeah, you should definitely come to Canada because weed is legal, and soon edibles will be legal, which are about the best
How
thing
soon?
Ever. I believe it's meant to be next year.
But they're going to make edibles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's like a bunch of weird rules around it, so I haven't looked into this a lot, so bear with me. But you can only have, like, a single edible, I think, can only contain a maximum of 10 milligrams. And
okay.
when you...
Well, I took, like, a 0.5 and almost died.
Yeah. No, you didn't. You ate a 10 milligram chunk square.
No, I think
when I told you not to.
No, but I think because
you don't like
I said
it.
I ate a square, but then when I gave it to Lindsay, a half a square was broken off. So I might have only actually taken half a square.
Okay, so five
so
point something.
Either way, it was not good.
Yeah, but wait, do you want to tell that story?
Don't want to tell it now. I don't think so. I think it's too long.
Why? No,
we've
got time.
For.
It's only been 18 minutes.
Okay. The edible story.
I love this.
Oh, God. Hello, everyone. I don't do well.
I was going to say, yeah, you need to put, like, a preface.
I need to, like, context. I don't do well with substances.
You don't do well with edibles.
Edibles, but even
you
just, like...
weed.
But even weed, like, I feel like I'm... I react, not react, but like I get more high usually than other people. And I stay high for a lot longer. My body just doesn't do well with it. And so I decided that I was going to go and buy some edibles because I figured,
It's also an edible that all of our friends eat. Like,
yeah.
Everyone has it.
It's like a chocolate bar. Shatter something, I think.
Shatter bars.
And they come... in like 150 milligrams or 350?
250 or 500.
Okay. So I think about the 250 ones.
Yep.
And by 250, we mean like the total amount of...
in the chocolate bar.
Yeah, of weed or whatever in the chocolate bar is 250 milligrams. So each square is about, what, 10 milligrams?
10.4.
And so I'd taken edibles the first time at Bonnaroo. That's a different story that I will discuss.
Oh, yeah!
I'm going to discuss that another time.
Oh.
And that hadn't gone well.
It's raining.
For me.
Sorry,
either.
The rain is like coming across the city and it looks pretty cool.
Oh, that's so nice. a bunch of clouds. And so I'd taken the first time I'd had edibles was like in Bonnaroo. And again, it did not end well for me. It ended up with me in a med tent. And so I hadn't done edibles in a while because I was scared, and apparently for good reason. And so I bought the chocolate bar, and Lauren had already consumed said chocolate bar in the past, as had all our friends. And so I sort of asked her how much I should take. So I asked her to like gauge the amount that I should be consuming, knowing me and my tolerance. And so she gave me a pretty comprehensive review. Mm-hmm. Of what was it? You're gonna have to say, because I don't remember what the...
Oh, what I told you?
Yeah.
So I don't know why, but I know 10 milligrams isn't really a lot in terms of edibles, but for whatever reason, these chocolate bars hit you
hard.
Like crazy. Like even people who I know that like smoke every single day, like my friend from Niagara, he smokes legitimately every single day all day, and he could only eat 2 squares at a time. Like that's all he eats.
I'm gonna do
A friend ate 2 squares and he, is it working? We might have to take a break.
Right. Where are we starting from?
So as you'll see, I'm sure in the YouTube version, we had an issue. Our camera shut off, so yeah. We'll have continuous audio, but not continuous video, which is fine. We're learning.
We're back,
I guess. Oh, what were we talking about?
We were talking about weed. My edibles.
Edibles.
And I was discussing how the quantity.
Yeah. So one of my friends ended up taking 2 squares and greening out and dying. He didn't die.
No dying.
He didn't actually die. He just had a really bad night.
Felt like death.
He was like, oh, if Lauren can eat 1 square, then I can totally eat 2, because he's a fucking idiot. And then he ate 2, and he had a really bad night, and he greened out. So, I told Am, only to eat, like, a half square, maybe. I felt like that would be a great starting point for her. She was staying in. It's not like she was going anywhere. She didn't have to be social. Yeah. But she doesn't love edibles, so...
I don't deal well with edibles.
Yeah.
And so you said 1 square is like a good time, but like you're out. Like you're not doing anything else. And you're like half a square is a good time, but you can still be functional. And I should have known that if Lauren says half a square is a good time... that I should have had half of that, if anything, but I didn't. I felt brave that day. Let me start off by saying that I bought that chocolate bar.
Weed's legal here also, did I say that?
Yeah, we said it in the last
thing. None of this is
illegal.
Fucking illegal.
So weed is legal, and so I started off.
Yeah.
I started off with, when I had bought the chocolate bar, which was a total, the entire chocolate bar is $250, I had also bought with it a gummy bear, and the gummy bear is 100 milligrams.
Okay, but say the justification for you thinking that's okay.
One of our friends was discussing, I think, he must have made a mistake because I don't believe he had that much.
Okay, but people eat that much. Okay. It just depends on the type that it comes in. I think the shatter bars are just like...
really strong. What the fuck is going on? So who knows? We had been discussing edibles and he had said that he wanted to try and take... 200 or like 250 milligrams at once and see how he was gonna fare. And so in my head, I was like 100.
I thought he took 125.
I don't know, but he was talking about the 200s that he wanted to try. And so in my mind, I was like, okay, well then 100 can't be that bad if he had taken like 150 or something and survived. So in my mind, I was like 100, I'm doing 50 less, I should be good. But then I was like, you know what, before I take an entire fucking gummy bear of 100 milligrams, I should probably check to see how much it is in each tiny square of the chocolate bar. And so I saw each square was
10.
And I was like, if Lauren said to take half a square and I take 100 milligrams, which is like 20 times that, I'm going to die. Like, there's no way about it. But he's like, you know what, I'm going to take a full square, maybe half a square. And see how it goes. And so I took the chocolate bar at around, I want to say 7, which is already too late to be starting edibles.
Not True.
It is when you're already tired and you want to go to bed.
That's fair.
And so I started the edibles. I took them, and then I started playing video games, and then I started getting tired. And so I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I have a big day tomorrow. I'm just going to go to bed. And so I went to bed. It must have been, I don't know, like 8:39. And I went to bed and woke up 20 minutes later. So high. Like, so high. Like, I don't remember the last time I was that intoxicated. I was in bed, and I was hearing voices, and I could hear a noise on my balcony. And as a side, I don't know how much I can actually say, there was a certain situation in the city that happened that somebody took too many shrooms. I believe they took like the hero dose or something, which is not something you guys should do at all. Don't do that.
Yeah, we don't condone drug use. Don't do it.
Yeah. But somebody had taken the hero dose, is what they call, of shrooms, and ended up like jumping off a balcony. And so I, in my paranoid state of edibles, was very concerned that I might also be throwing myself off the balcony. Again, I'm not suicidal. I don't have depression. So this was really completely out of the blue. There was no reason for me to think that I would, like, that I would take edibles and then jump off a balcony. Like,
but just convincing yourself that you're going to do that while you're high is fucking hilarious.
Terrifying. So I was convinced I was going to throw myself off my balcony. And I really, really had to pee. But I didn't want to get up, because what if I get up and then instead of heading to the washroom, I head to the balcony? And so...
I didn't know that.
So
First of all, when you walk out of a room that's either making a right or a left, it's not like it's on the way.
No.
Like, it would be a conscious decision.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
And so I lied in bed for a really long time, but then I said I had to go pee. And so I got up and made it to the washroom. But when I'm too high, I can't pee. And so... I can't pee. When I'm too high, I can't pee. It feels like I have to, like, hyper-focus on, like...
Peeing?
And it just doesn't work. I over-focus, and then I lose it. It's like an orgasm.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I sat in the washroom for an extended period of time trying to pee.
But you didn't throw yourself off a balcony,
but I didn't throw myself... No, I didn't... Well, obviously not, because I'm here. Also, I probably should have said trigger warning for that story. Yeah. Anyways, too late now. But yes, that was my edible story. It was a rough go. And I ended up having to, because I kept hearing voices, as I stated, I had to put on Brooklyn Nine-Nine on my computer really, really loud and then fall asleep with it. So it would drown out everything else. So needless to say, apparently I go into psychosis when I have edibles, and I've decided that I'm going to stay probably far away from them.
It's not a good option for you.
No.
She gave her bar away to her girlfriend.
I did. That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's me. Edibles, not good.
I like that story. I have way more fun with edibles than you do.
Yeah. You have a good time. I don't. It's never a good time. And every time I think, you know what, maybe I'm going to try it again, and maybe this time is the time that... Like, I'll understand why people do them, and it always ends up poorly for me.
Yeah.
So I think at the ripe age of 27, I'm going to admit to myself that edibles are just
not
it.
You just doxed our age.
They didn't know that you were my age. You just doxed your own age.
I'm going to bleep that out.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for listening to our lovely, lovely podcast. I think on the last one, I forgot to say goodbye. I love you.
No, I think she did.
Oh, no, I think I forgot. I think I did.
Okay, well then.
So that's a little bit sad for me personally, but you know what? It's fine.
I'm going to lean into it now.
The lighting has probably changed so much in this video.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We have a thunderstorm coming in, I think. So that's about to probably destroy our audio. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter so you know when we're going to be posting stuff and you can keep up to date.
And subscribe.
Yeah.
In the link down below.
Subscribe, please. Wherever that is.
Somewhere
around there.
Around here.
And we will not see you next week, probably, because we won't be able to record before then.
But we'll see you in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Cool. We will talk to you on Instagram, hopefully. Please send us questions and stuff to talk about. We have a lot of really weird stories, but...
If you guys want something more video game specific,
yeah,
we can try and answer those.
Yep.
I make no promises, though.
No. And hopefully soon we'll be starting to play Minecraft, and we can talk about that, and potentially even be streaming that.
Yeah.
That's kind of the goal.
In all of its terribleness. That's not a word, but...
No.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with it.
All right. Well, I love you, and goodbye. And we'll never say goodbye to you ever again, so that's okay.
That's a lie. Bye.
Bye.